This is No Pigs Fan Next, episode 166 from Monday, March 25th, 2013.
I think this entire chunk of episodes really is this show taking itself to another level.
For real.
There were Phoenix's stuff, and then later on Medusa's stuff.
Misa's stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
It's good. Because that was one thing you always.
Because you didn't want it to be like the monster of the week. Like, okay, and then they find the stuff, and then they done, and then whatever, and blah, blah, blah. But
I don't know about anybody else, but I thought a while back I was always wondering, like, okay, so we know that all of these evil monsters used to be real people, so wouldn't it be interesting to get some story about the bad guys, especially when we had the episode with the movie girl and the director guy, you know, really start putting those seeds where it's like, well, we've got these other characters, let's see what happened to them before they became evil, crazy, dirty monsters.
Yes.
Phoenix looks like a hobo. Let's be honest. He's chilling with the hobos.
He's chilling with the hobos.
Chilling with the hobos. So, yeah. So basically the side story is Rinko-chan doing some investigation.
She's actually like doing her job. Yes. Like the doing actual story, police work.
Right. The side story for me was more interesting than the actual regular main story, personally.
The main story was what again?
The girl. Weird chick who, like, is worried that her fiance or husband.
Her or whatever. She was so annoying. The whole, like, oh my goodness, everybody's ignoring me.
Shut up, lady. Just shut up.
Yeah, like, if anybody I did not want to be saved would be her.
I honestly thought she was pretty good in the role. I enjoyed her for some weird reason.
You enjoy these weirdly horrible people for like.
It's because she was like so over the top, and then it was just how ridiculous how all these people would throw her down on the ground and just keep beating her down. Like, whatevs. I thought it was hilarious. She's like, oh, pay attention to me. I'm important. It was adorable.
I guess.
She's so needy.
That's adorable, I guess.
I'm sorry.
Well, I like the way the actress was so over the top with it. I thought that was funny.
If there is a monster attack and you're running away and then your phone happens to have a text message.
I know, right? How great was that?
Really? Are you going to run back to it and be like, hey, I have a text message. I'm dying. What?
Yeah, they're trying to talk about how her life's in danger, and she's all sitting there like, LOL, want to meet up?
Yeah.
OMG, monster.
Yeah, I have to go to this lunch date, because they'll hate me, but my life's in danger, and I'm going to die. Okay, see you later. No, it's just...
No wonder they hate you, flighty.
Yeah.
McFlightyson, what the hell?
It was a little too over the top for me to take her seriously. Like, to feel sorry for her and stuff? No. I'm sorry.
But she's so desperate for attention.
And who, like, when they see their husband, does this head start, running, jump, leap, frog?
And she did that, like, 7 times.
And she does that.
Jump into his arms. Full on. Like, what if he couldn't catch her or something?
Not just, like, jump into your arms like normal people. I mean, legs are up.
Yes.
Clinging on for life. What is that?
That's what Japanese people do in kid shows. They do that sort of thing. They're over the top. It's wacky. Come on.
It's something.
No.
Wow.
Just give me some more Phoenix and Rinko-chan trying to get her some.
Well, that was the nice juxtaposition there where they're doing the serious stuff and everybody else is having a wacky madcap adventure. Come on!
Because Rinko was... She... Later on, she was just like, oh, I was just... We had so much in common, and I thought I can reach out to him. Like, no, you wanted some. You ain't had some in
really?
A while.
Really?
And we needed you some fire in
gotta
your loins.
Clean out, gotta clean out the cobwebs.
Are you? Hey, she is a very attractive woman. I don't think she has problems like that.
She wanted her bad boy.
It's not her fault that all she does is hang around with, like, man children and old guy. You know? She just needs a better
and
social...
dead person.
And dead chick, yes.
Yes, this is messing with her game, I think.
Exactly, they're slowing her down, so she needs to... She was like, let me go out on my own, find my own man.
Let me go find Crazy Stubble Man.
And
there he is.
Right. There you go. It's like, oh, look, he used to care about people working in that flower shop.
Plants. Ooh,
every
plants.
Night and day.
You know?
Working for the man every night and day.
Mm-hmm. So she won't. Come on. She won't. There was a little twinkle in her eye. She was all like, hey, what's up? What's up? How you doing? And then he had a little tear. He had a little tear.
Yep.
So it was mutual for a nanosecond. And he was like, nah, son, you just some chick. You just a piece. You just a little side piece. I'm going to just throw you to the side. There we go. Come on. See, that stuff I liked. Not this whole, like, nobody paying attention to me. I'm so lonely.
For all we ever talked about women being treated like garbage on these shows that we watch, and then you're throwing around these wild accusations... about how the strong detective chick is just throwing herself at some dead guy.
Whoa. First of all, I did not say throw. I said that she wanted her some. Okay?
Right.
That means that as an independent woman, she realizes that she has needs.
Exactly.
There you
and
go.
It's in the midst of doing her job.
Exactly.
Yeah, she makes her own money. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'm a strong, independent woman, and now I need myself a good plowing. Right.
Anyway.
There is nothing wrong with a company.
With a little bump and grind.
Why you gotta make it sound so dirty, though? Like, really, why you gotta make it sound like that? All I know is that, okay, so he's a little dead. He's a little dead. But
just a little bit.
A little dead, huh?
Yeah, and technically he ain't kind of dead. He comes back to life all the time. So they got their little something on. He kind of dies and then comes back to life stronger.
Right. Stronger?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, that can be very you know.
What's up?
Yes. Well.
What?
Stamina is what I'm saying.
What happened where we suddenly decided to switch roles this week? And I decided to be the sensible one, and you two are being all cray-cray.
Goodness. Well, because we're saying all this to say, really, yes, it's funny. But it's more interesting, and this is the part of the show where you actually do see them delving a little bit deeper into these people's lives, not just like, oh, okay, this random person is a phantom or is going to turn into a phantom. We have to save them. I am your hope. Woo, woo, woo. Next. You know,
at least.
Because before we had that episode with the director, it always seemed like you either were a phantom and who you were before that didn't matter, or we got your backstory and you never ended up becoming a phantom. You know, like, they were only allowed to put that emotional connection there if you didn't end up becoming a villain.
Right.
So now we're getting to that point where they're actually delving a little bit deeper and saying, you know, how tragic it is and saying, you know, this person had a good life and everything was great for them. And then, you know, S hit the fan and now you got to feel bad for them because they got turned into a monster. Good stuff. In this episode's where Haruto gets his Sailor Moon ring and he can change clothes. Look at me, I'm Sailor Moon.
He's wonder like, what can I use this for? Yes, I'm going to use this to dress up as my Kamen Rider persona and wear a top hat and play piano. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm gonna use it for. No, Heffel.
Tuxedo Kame-sama.
Yeah.
Tuxedo Kame.
Tuxedo Kame-sama. Mm. Oh, live action Sailor Moon. How we need a second season.
Without Sailor Luna. Thank you.
Yeah, that was just creepy. That was straight up creepy, yo.
That was, wow, yeah.
But hey, then she got to be in Kamen Rider.
Right.
She did!
Shizuka-chan.
So, that other phantom guy, where does he show up again? That green one.
The troll guy?
Yeah. Gremlin.
That gremlin guy, yeah.
He just kind of shows up. Yeah, Jake just kind of shows up.
What do you feel about him?
I don't know at this point in time because they've told us nothing about him. So right now it just feels like, you know, Phoenix is gone, so we got to fill the role of an extra dude.
I think that's partly it, but I think it's also he's the manipulative. He's Dark Honda, basically.
Yeah.
From Power Rangers in Space, like. He's got his own agenda. We just don't know what it is.
Yeah, at this point, I can't really make a judgment either way because they haven't told us anything about him either way. If he's completely working for himself or, you know, if there's some bigger plan, I don't know. So, I mean, overall, I think the character's okay, but...
It's annoying as crap, man. It really is. I don't know. Like, to me, he reminds me of Enter. From GoBusters.
What?
But really more annoying. Like,
okay,
the annoying side. Like,
straight. He's Jake from Fours. That's who he is. He's not...
I don't know where you get that. In his looks, I guess.
Or he's Purple Deno. I don't know. He's one of those.
I don't know these references, so I'm going to stick to Enter. So...
I don't want to know that reference, so we're good.
But he's really just supposed to be the opposite of Phoenix, basically, you know. He's more mental games. Well, Phoenix is just charge in and beat the crap out of you, doesn't think about anything.
Yeah, he's smart.
Yeah. Just giving us a different flavor.
Yeah. He's not as likable to me.
No. Like, of course, I'm not gonna be like, hey, Phoenix, I like you. But I felt for the guy. You know what I mean? You know, all he wanted to do was beat up some peeps. And she was like, no, no, no. And I'm like, you know what? Why don't you take her out? Come on. So I felt for him. This one, I don't like people who think that they're too smart and they know everything and everything is a plan and this is all in my plan. Like, I forgot what episode it was, but I think it's... Oh, right. That was this one I just watched where that white wizard showed up in front of the twin. And then the green phantom was all like, oh, so he's showing up here. Oh, well, this could be part of my plan, too. I guess this is good. Like, no, Heffa, you had no plan. You didn't know he was going to show up. So stop. Like,
You don't know. He knows stuff that we don't know.
Right.
He don't know.
I didn't have a problem with that.
He don't. He act like he know everything. I don't like when people... I like when... If you're a little bit surprised and stuff, and you'd be like, oh, snap, okay, what am I going to do? And then you figure it out. Fine. But don't be acting like, oh, well, this is...
Tease it the whole time.
Please.
He's Layla Miller. He knows stuff. That's all it is. The joke for Tristan right there.
Right. No, I was about to say, nobody...
Yeah.
I don't know what that
is. Exactly. That's joke for two right there. I don't care. He knows stuff.
That's great.
So I'm not really for that. Other than that, like, I didn't mind him, like, beginning. But then as I was watching him, just like, you acting like you know everything. I don't
he
like
might.
That.
He might. You don't know.
I don't like that. I'm not
You're
a
just
fan.
Mad because you don't know what he knows.
You're stupid.
You're just mad jelly of him.
No, but, like, look at Wise Man, right? When he took out the blue stone out of his chest and he left it there. He was like, yo, all right. Go and find it. Fine. That's fine. I don't mind not knowing what's up. You know what I mean? But don't act like every little thing you do is part of your plan and you know everything. I don't, I'm not here for that. You know what I mean? I'm not here for that. But other than that, he aight. You know, he annoys the crap out of Medusa, so, you know. Gotta have
Okay.
some fun in that.
Yes.
Yeah. Do anything else in this two-parter? Because really, I mean, the main story. I'm like, whatever. Okay, yeah, they beat the Phantom. Whatever. This
But
is
I
more
mean, he does
about.
beats a vent in the sun so that every time he comes back to life, he's burning in the sun. I thought that
Well,
was cool.
yes.
Oh, we're under that now? Okay.
It's the next arc, but
Yeah.
it doesn't matter.
Oh, that was the
Okay.
next arc? Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
Yeah,
because
this was
it's like
the
before
pre-war.
Yeah, that was true. That's why this thing was like, because I'm thinking, oh, it's not just a two-parter and call it and be done.
It's
It's
kind of a four-parter,
for
really.
real. For real.
Right. They just got rid of what's his face? Beelzebub, the monster of the week in the
Yes.
first two. Oh, and he got he got his Dragon Time, whatever,
Dragon
yeah.
time.
Oh
So he can have
yeah.
all four
All
of his
four of them at the
forms.
same time.
Dragon.
Which is
Hurricane.
sweet.
Land Dragon.
It's one of the things that I've wanted to see for a long time, like, because there's all these Kamen Riders who can change into like a million different forms, and I thought, well, wouldn't it be cool if they could like split those off?
Yeah,
And
they
they do
usually
that.
save that sort of thing for movies.
Right, I was just about to say. But here you go,
Yeah.
which is great.
The Denos and the O's.
Right.
All the many forms. My strength will make you cry.
But I do like that at the end of the first two-parter, Rinko, it seems like Rinko thinks that she's like
Yeah.
getting to him, like getting him to like change his ways or whatever. And you think, oh, well, maybe he'll, become a good guy or whatever.
Yeah,
And
right.
it's like, nope, you've just inspired me to be more evil and more.
Yeah, you could tell she was like 2 seconds away from doing a victory dance. She thought she had him. And then he's all like, nah, son. Boom.
Yep. I'm getting into those
Boom.
pants. And.
Yep.
Nope.
Oh. That was time for a wet dip fiesta, but it was not.
I mean, I mean, she likes it rough, but she don't like it that rough, so.
No, not that. Not smoking.
Jeez, Lisa over here objectifying women.
You're an idiot.
You should get a job writing for Samurai.
It's Hugo. Hugo-san.
Oh my goodness. Ah, man, there's a storm coming here tomorrow. Crap.
Uh-oh, the storm will grow.
The storm will grow. I guess. Well, anyway, I'll save that for
Talking.
later. I'll save that for the
Was gonna say, you're talking
end.
snow or rain?
Nah, like a actual. Well, shoot, I gotta check that. Well, yes, no, it is important to the show because, you know, I have a little something, 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 something. You know, and that something.
I have no idea what
Yeah, you
you're
do.
saying.
You do.
No, I have no clue.
We do.
Because, well, I'll mention it, you know, break. Just one mention. I went to Lexington. Many rangers were there. Fun was had. Work was had. And
Told you.
shut up. And there will be an interview coming soon.
Snap. Who is it? Who is it? Tell us, Lisa.
You'll have to wait and see.
Let's edit in the part where, like, a couple weeks ago, where I said, "Oh, Lisa, enjoy having your weekend, where all you're going to be doing is work." And you're like, "No, I'm just
To
having
be
fun.
fair,
I'm
it
just going to go
started
have
out.
fun."
First of all, I knew I was going to be taping stuff on Sunday. That I knew. Okay, fine. I knew that. But it did start out as fun times. Like, all right, we got there Friday.
Doesn't it always?
And
Yeah.
we're chilling, and then we're like, okay, we'll walk around Kentucky, you know, Lexington, and see what's up and what's going on. And then things close at 4 o'clock. Yeah, nothing to do. So then, okay, fine. We went to some evening festivities. Saturday, we started out, we were great. We went around the floor. I bought some things, you know, did my little shop on. And then things change when people don't feel well. So that's all I'll say. When people don't feel well, all bets are off. So that's it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have fun and talked to, you know, the Ranger crews and the Ranger peeps and the Ranger homies. And, yeah. So we got a little interview coming soon. So hopefully the storm will not come to my neighborhood.
Will not grow.
The storm will not grow. And I'll be able to go down to my school and edit it. That's all I gotta say.
Okay.
Because, yes, it is video.
Ooh. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, so Lexington was good. That was my little thing, and that was my little preview. You know, a little taste, little flavor. Stay tuned.
All right.
Now, back to your regularly scheduled programming of Wizard.
So, Phoenix captures Rinko, right? This is why I actually think Sora / Gremlin is an okay character, because, like, Shunpei is going to, like, what is he, grocery shopping or something, and then...
Oh my gosh, that was so creepy.
He just kind of shows up. Why was it creepy? Oh, yeah.
He's like, hey! Like,
right hey-ya. In his face!
Hey-ya!
Hey!
Give this to the wizard. He's like, oh, what is... I'm thinking, like, all right, maybe some stone, maybe some whatever.
Right.
And then he's going on as if, like, he saw some dead person. When, in fact, some bloodied up...
I was going to say, that's much creepier than I thought it was going to be.
For real! So creepy.
And he's so, like, pleasant and, like...
Yeah. Hey, here's a bloody badge!
You probably carry a bag. Do, 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 do. Here you go. Here's a decapitated head. Hey.
What's in the box?
Oh, my.
He is so creepy. But, like, that's the thing. Like, that stuff, although being creepy, okay, I was fine with that. That's cool. You know, like, he has his own way of being a bad guy. That's fine. I had no problem with that. You are a really creepy villain. Doing your job.
Uh-huh.
Yes, well, there you go.
Yeah. Don't hate.
I hate later.
Appreciate.
But yeah, and then like, what's his face? Haruto is all like getting distraught that, oh no, this is what he did, and oh no, it's my fault that Rinko's hurt and in danger I don't know. To me, it was a little bit overwrought. I don't know. It was just a little...
Too much.
I don't know. I think for me, it's that we've already had the story of a person in the hospital and Haruto sitting there all bummed out.
Yes.
I don't need to see it a second time.
Who was that?
Although, granted, it probably should have been with her the first time.
Who was it with? Who was the first one?
The kid's...
Parents?
The parents.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Okay, yeah.
The kid's parents, yeah.
Which, and that was, like, amazing.
Yeah, and he's remembering, like, his own parents, and he's like, right. Oh, boo-hoo. Boo-friggin-hoo.
Right. So, yeah, it's like, for you to be so, unless you like her, for you to be so distraught, I don't, it was a little... over the top, a little bit, because I feel like they needed an excuse for them to be separated, him and the other kid. What's his name?
I do think that before this point in time, we kind of should have already established the whole thing of, okay, if you want to be around me 24/7, that's cool, but you should know that you might get hurt.
Well,
they should
yeah.
just really, they should have established that. So now when it happens, I'm like, okay, seen it before. Gotcha. You know, I mean, it was a good story, but it lost a bit of its punch because we've seen it before.
Yeah.
It's just because we've seen it before. Like, I don't have a I think it makes perfect sense that he's emotional that she got hurt. Like, it's just, you know, because this is a TV show, we don't necessarily want to see the exact same kind of situation. So that's the only reason that was kind of like, okay, let's
and
go.
Like she wasn't like in a coma or nothing. You know what I mean? Like it was just like she had some band-aids on and she aight.
Some band-aids on.
Well, yes. I mean, she had a bloody badge.
I was gonna say she had a badge that was bathing in blood. I don't think she just had a couple of band-aids on.
Look, I'm just saying they clean her up well. Like she should have been like tubes and things and you know what well, I mean? Like do it up.
Catheters and
yes.
Oh my god.
Bedpans. And like five IVs going into her arm.
That kind of yeah, man. You know, if you're gonna sell it.
She should have been completely in traction.
Jesus.
Quarantined.
Full body cast.
Exactly.
Oh, she's eating out of a straw.
Yes.
That's right. That's right. Do it up. At least.
Do it up, huh? Okay.
Jesus.
Sure they'll take that under advisement next time. When it's time for creepy dude, what's his name, to get all beat up?
The Shunpei?
Yeah.
Or whatever his name is?
I still don't like him. I still Shunpei. Have no time for him. He has no need to be there.
You know,
still don't
I was willing to give him the benefit of the doubt in the first few episodes, but they don't use it for anything. Like
that's not true. Grandma needed a massage, honey. So
especially now with Beast around to be wacky,
redundant.
Yeah, I'm like, you got no business being here, Shunpei. I got no time for you and your cross-dressing antics.
Although that was amusing.
No, I like, really looked like a girl for real. I'm sorry.
Looked a little too feminine.
A little too good.
Yeah.
A little too good. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, the donut shop ladyboy could take some notes.
I know, right?
Anyway. I think that particular episode... Because, like... Okay. We were talking about the freaking wife or whatever that was crazy and over the top. Okay, that comedy was too much. Shunpei is normally too much or just not funny, period. I think that one episode where they're investigating the school or whatever, I think that was, like, the funniest for me the show has been. Aside from maybe, like, the Christmas episode, I guess. Because I actually laughed. Like, it was funny. And there's, like, a quick moment where... Haruto's trying to he's trying to hide from the twin chick and like he turns around and he has the shoe and he puts it up to his ear like he's talking on the phone for some reason.
Like
that
it's
just
like
cracked,
it's yeah like it's Get Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's got a shoe phone. Yeah, I agree that was a good joke. Like, hey, what's up? Hey.
The school,
it's at casual.
The school I didn't mind. Like, I usually don't mind Shunpei. Like, I don't he doesn't offend me enough to be like, oh, why are you there? But you kind of, like, if you're going to be an apprentice or whatever, you got to do more than just, like, okay, let's run away from the scene, but not really, because we're going to stand here and look. Like, I don't know exactly what he does to warrant being around.
Yeah, I'd rather just see more of Dead Chick, to be honest. An old man.
Yeah, like, Dead Chick, she doesn't... Like, I noticed they didn't really... She just stays in the house or whatever.
Yeah, she had, like,
the crystal ball.
There were, like, a couple of two-parters that had a lot to do with her, but other than that, she's kind of just been...
Yeah.
I mean, she found a rock, right? She found a rock. That was something.
I mean, she did... I don't remember... I think... No, it was in the Phoenix arc. She gave him, like, the inspirational speech to sort of realize, hey, stop being an angsty idiot. You've saved me. You saved everybody.
Right.
So she did provide that, you know, motivation for him to go kick ass. But
yeah.
Otherwise, she's just sitting at home looking in her crystal ball.
Yeah. I mean, if we could have seen more for if they got rid of Shunpei, get rid of Shunpei. Straight up. You're done. You're done, kid. You and your crazy outfits, get out of here. Done. Yeah.
And it really does feel redundant because Kosuke kind of has a crazy look as well. Like, it just feels like everything with Shunpei they do with Kosuke, except better, and he's a Kamen Rider.
Yeah,
it's important.
Like, and really, like, that dude, Kosuke, whatever his name is, really annoyed the crap out of me. But now he's grown on me. He's grown on me. He can still deal without the mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shunpei feels like he should be, like, the donut people, where you don't necessarily see them every episode, and when you do see them, 1 or 2 minutes is enough.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Right. You know, like Santa Claus or the girls,
right? Queen and Elizabeth.
Queen and Elizabeth, yes. Where it's like, okay, every 4 or 5 episodes, you show up for a little scene, and okay, we're good. All right, move along. Nothing to see here.
That would work.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't deserve main cast status.
Yeah.
Was he a gate? He was a gate,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second and third episode. Yeah.
Right. So, how come he? Oh no! Wait a minute. Because he didn't fight it off himself. Uh huh.
Yeah, right. The cheap putty putty magic guy.
Yeah. So the cop in the okay. So Rinko and what's the other guy's name?
Shunpei. They both have giant ring.
Right. They didn't fight it off themselves. Okay. All right.
And they're engaged. Too hard to tell.
Yes. They're going to get some crazy triple wedding and have the devil's three-way.
I mean, it's going to be more than just a three-way. I mean, we're talking full-on orgy with all of the freaking people he saved. Come on.
He got a lot of rings. Like, why are you such a hoe?
Get dead chick in there.
Why not?
Oh my god, it's like I'm rubbing up against an icicle. Oh. She's probably cold and clammy.
Like, no, but for real, how many rings does he have? He had like a. It's just rings all over the place.
Well, he gives one to every. He uses one to save, most people if he has to go inside them. Hey.
Yep.
If you get a ring if he goes inside you. That's just how it plays out.
Right, if you like it, you gotta put a ring on it.
That's right. Yes. So he goes inside you and he gives you a ring. It's just that the other people he's been inside, he just, it was just, use and toss him aside.
Oh my gosh, this show is just too much.
These two are hangers on, They're like the one. They're like the one night stand where they keep calling.
They're clinging.
You.
Yeah, clinging, man.
Yeah, for real.
It's like, did you not understand? Like, this was not supposed to be.
At least Rinko is useful.
Right.
Yeah.
She's has become more useful.
Well,
because at a point, I was like, really, what are you doing?
Yeah. No, she's always been kind of useful. I mean, she's more useful now.
At one point, I'm like...
She's used her police detective lookup abilities to find things.
Well, yeah, now. Good.
Right.
I'm like, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go out and be investigating and get yourself into trouble so that he can come and try to save you and you try to be all like, but no, I thought I can reach him and all that other crap. That's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing that.
Yeah. Because right now, like, there's some people who are doing, like, a weekly watch-through of Kamen Rider Kuga, which is the first modern or semi-modern Kamen Rider show, and, like, on that show there is a cop, and it's like, if you compare that cop to Rinko, it's like, that dude had a purpose, and almost every single episode was, like, very specific stuff that he was doing. So compared to that, like, Rinko, for a while there was doing nothing. Just nothing.
She was sitting there looking pretty.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got plenty of time for that.
I mean, that's nice for everybody who's, into that. But
you can look at Shunpei.
That's nice for everybody who's into that. But
you can look at the lady boy.
How many times do I have to repeat the same phrase?
Oh, that's never going away. That's the name, because I don't know what his actual name is, so it's Ladyboy.
I know his name once.
Donut Chan.
Don't. Whatever. Anyway.
And his boyfriend?
They're not together. Because he was like in love with what's her face?
Oh, that's
The
the manipulative chick.
right. It was like, you wanna pay for my house? Ding.
Mom, go both ways.
Every which
I
way.
don't know. Yeah, that donut's got an entry and an exit hole.
So moving on.
Anyway,
Yeah.
so yeah, big fight with Phoenix. Phoenix fights Medusa. Phoenix fights Kamen Rider. Phoenix fights everybody. Drago time.
So yeah, okay, and they do actually bring up the point which a lot of fans had brought up earlier, which is that, okay, Kosuke needs phantoms to survive, right? He needs to eat their energy or whatever. Phoenix has unlimited energy because he just keeps coming back over and over again. So why doesn't he just go try to eat Phoenix, right? Which I kind of expected that to be how they ended it, really. Just have him eat him, and it's like, oh, well, they solved the problem right there. Like, Kosuke doesn't have to eat anymore because he's continuously eating Phoenix, but
Well,
then.
maybe he comes back from the sun at the end of the
Yes.
series.
Yes. I also thought there's a
He may
possibility.
somehow manage to pull his way out of, well, 'cause isn't it like every if he keeps being destroyed and coming back to life, and we've already established that when that happens to him, he gets stronger,
Yes.
then eventually he might become strong enough that he can pull himself out of the sun.
Yes. I would love it.
Like it's like a constant nonstop power up. He's like
Yes.
he's like a Saiyan. He's getting
Oh,
stronger.
God.
He's getting stronger after every. He's gonna come back with giant blonde hair. It's gonna be sweet.
Ugh.
Come on. Come on. Get in there.
I'm not gonna
Giant
be.
blonde hair.
No.
Maybe he'll be gold then, maybe? Gold Phoenix? I don't know.
Ooh.
Dark Phoenix rises.
Oh, boy.
Gets all Jean Grey on him. What's up?
But I did like that idea that he kicked him to the sun, but like, okay, fine, you are going to suffer over and over and over again. And over and over and over
Eternally.
again.
Yes.
So there you go. So we'll see if he can pull himself out the sun, we'll see.
Joy of fate worse than death.
There you go. It's your own hell. Yay.
I shall miss Phoenix. I liked him.
I thought he was
Me
cool.
too.
I liked that he was all spazzy.
Me
Yes.
too. Because, like, in the beginning, he was kind of, like, jokey-jokey or whatever, but, like, in a good way. You know what I mean? Like, he still was like, all right, like, I can do some things, but, I'm like, oh, wait, you didn't want that to happen? Oh, yeah, I knew that. I knew that. I knew that.
Right.
Loved
A
it, man.
little slow.
Yeah. I
Half
did.
slow, half crazy. It was great.
So,
Nice.
and now we gotta trade that in for this
You
green
leave
guy.
Sora alone, okay? Just
Whatever.
because he's got a girl name doesn't mean.
Yes. Although I think Kingdom Hearts fans will be upset that you said that.
Oh, they should be upset because they're Kingdom Hearts fans.
Never got into it. Anyway.
Well, count your blessings.
Okay, so do we get to the grandma yet?
Yes, it's it's grandma
It
time.
is granny time.
I tell you, these types of shows, be it, the Japanese version or the Power Rangers, when you bring grandmas in, you know it's always going to be a good time.
Oh, is that what this was? A
Yep.
good time?
At
Just remembering grandma.
first,
Remember grandma Matchmaker, how great that was?
that's not.
I don't want to.
At first, I was like, really? This is really what we're doing right now? Like, we just came back from this epic,
Exactly. We've been
whatever, and
over
then now we're
this.
dealing with Granny, but then it turned into something serious. Revealed a little something about the Kosuke, whatever his name is, Beast Guy. I was like, what? Look at that. Look at that. So, Granny really came around for me. How wig was a little off, you know what I mean? full to fad.
Oh, yeah.
So, check.
She's playing like several different ages throughout the flashbacks and whatever.
Yes, she is. And, you know, her glasses were a little crooked, you know.
A little off.
So much, but...
woman. That's how it works.
And then, what's his name? Shunpei. Well, this is his use. He is backscratcher. He is...
Backscratcher!
He's a bunch of things.
He's on Granny Suicide Watch. Cause that's the point. Like, she was ready to give up her life.
I gotta make sure she doesn't give in to despair.
Right.
Yeah.
This was not really my favorite at all.
This is the first. Although I did like how they had a wizard use his rings. I thought that was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah, how he got to bust out the other rings.
Because, like, they didn't think that it would work. You're like, oh, this is... Oh, I like this. Can I keep it?
But it only works one way.
Right.
Exactly.
And Beast is all a butthurt. No. I can't
use your rings.
Which would make sense. You the ancient one. You can't be using all, you know, the new hotness.
I was going to say the new hotness.
Right. Haruto is versatile. So, there you go.
Haruto is the new hotness. Beast is old and busted.
That's right.
Busted, new hotness.
Beast is granny.
That's right. Yep. Gramps.
It's not. There you go. Have fun with that. But granny was willing to give up her life for her grandson.
Granny was very short-sighted.
What do you mean?
Well, because you give up your life, awesome, and then you know, you feed him for today.
Right.
What about Jesus telling you teach a man to fish, all that stuff? You know, you don't just give him a meal. You teach, you know, help.
You help the bad guys create more phantoms. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how the analogy ends. I just know the beginning of it. Okay. It doesn't make sense to say, okay, I'm going to become one phantom, so you're sweet.
Kill more people.
Then in a couple of days, you're boned again.
It's like, hey, Medusa, look, I can help you out, right? Like, so don't make me a gate yet, right? I mean, make me a phantom. Like, all right, just keep me a gate. I'm going to help you get more phantoms. What?
Yeah.
All right, back scratcher, come on.
Come on. Beast is doing fine just eating foot soldiers. He's cool. Don't need to give herself up. Just needs like half a dozen foot soldiers every day.
Those are appetizers. Those are fries. He wants a burger.
Oh, hey, you can fill up on fries. especially if you're like at Red Robin where all they do is just give you more and more fries. I mean, you don't even need the burger.
Well,
you know. It's like Logan. They're like, "Here's a bucket of peanuts," and then like, "Okay, I'm out. Thanks for the free peanuts. The shells are on the floor. I spent no money."
I don't get that.
You don't go to Logan's?
What's a Logan's?
See, we have Five Guys burgers and fries.
No, you go to Logan's Roadhouse. That's good.
What the heck is that?
It's just a normal sit down place, except there's buckets of peanuts everywhere. Like metal buckets of them, and you just eat them, and you can just throw the shells on the floor. The floor is just covered in shells.
What?
Yeah. It's exactly the same at Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
Wait. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. So you eat the peanuts, and then you create mess on the floor.
Yes. Yeah, everybody does.
You're like encouraged to do this.
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's like their thing.
That's
disgusting.
It's peanut
really
shells. It's not a puddle of AIDS.
What are you?
This is a weird.
Well, you had to act like it's some awful, horrible thing.
But, like, who wants to sit around with peanut shells all over the place? That's like crunch, 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 crunch. You're trying to, like, go into an establishment and all you just crunch, crunch as you walk in.
It's a fun gimmick.
It has a very kind of rednecky kind of feel.
Oh, okay,
to
white
it.
People. All right, okay.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like sawdust or something.
Oh, I hate saw. Oh my gosh, when it rains and then they put the sawdust on the ground so that, like really guys, just no. I hate stuff. Hey,
here comes the city people and their fear of trees and fresh air and everything. That's not natural.
I like that we're the city people because we like floors that aren't
clean,
dirty. Yeah, exactly. Like that's those weird city people. They don't like dirt.
I'm so scared of dirt. Oh my god.
So who said they were scared? Nobody's running. I'm just saying.
Lisa sounds scared. She sounds scared.
I just like clean floors. That's it. It's just a
silly little gimmick. It's as long as you're wearing shoes.
well, hopefully most of their patrons wear
shoes. You're doing it, so you're walking around with burlap sacks tied around your feet. You're fine.
Good to know. Good to know.
All right. The real question is, do they put mayonnaise on their peanuts? That's the real.
They do not.
Mayonnaise.
Oh my god, I can't stand that. I hate it so much.
Where were we though? We were
grandma,
grandma trying to kill herself. Yes.
Grandma. Yeah.
And then what's his face? Mayonnaise was all trying to be like, oh my goodness, all she did was rag on me and didn't love me and whatever, blah blah blah, yada yada yada, whoop whoop whoop. And then later on, I guess this was in the two-parter, this was in the second one, he was just like, oh, but wait, yeah, that's true, she was looking out for me. And
if she's willing to kill herself, then clearly she's just the type of person who is overly protective. And she's trying to help him, even if she's not necessarily doing it in a way he would appreciate.
I just felt like this whole thing was kind of, I don't know, cliche, and just, to me, kind of obvious.
Favorite now.
But like, wait a minute. The whole thing about where they took what's his fate, the Shunpei, they beat up the Shunpei and be like, all right, well, it's either Shunpei or grandma. So you choose. All right.
Shunpei.
And basically, yeah, I don't know why they were trying to like, I really don't understand. But
if Shunpei for free, we'll find somebody else.
Exactly. Go ahead and take them. But my thing is that I was thinking, like, okay, how are they going to save? And then they were duped. They were like, oh no, they tricked us, blah, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever. And, but then they figured out, okay, let's use the rings so that we can have us a little trickery of our own. You know, I didn't think it was that cliche.
I think they took a cliche
idea and kind of flippity-dude and twisted it around so that it was interesting enough.
Yeah, I like the trade-off because I thought it was just going to be something as simple as him, like, using, like, some camouflage to be grandma or something like that.
Right, or dressing up as somebody else.
Right. After the last episode where he was disguising himself. But the fact that they brought back the whole thing of he can use the other guy's rings and...
Yes.
I think the trade-off was good, but I agree the overall story was pretty cliche, but I also did enjoy the fact that it was a good setup for why Beast would be the type of person who would want a harrowing career like exploring ancient ruins. You know, it makes sense that he would want to, he's an adventurous person, and that's why she's overprotective. I think that was a good setup, but the whole, oh, I don't think my grandma loves me, blah, 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 that I didn't enjoy.
Yeah, just, I don't know. Well, just seem overly sentimental and,
no, yeah, wait.
I'm normally, like, the opposite, I think, but in this case, I don't know, like, it just didn't...
I'm sorry, but there's the thing, right? Am I wrong where, like, he doesn't have any parents or whatever, or, like, his father is...
I don't think they really said, did they? But I guess we can assume that.
So you have the grandmama being very, look, I know I didn't have strict grandparents, but I know some strict grandparents, right? Where you can breathe wrong. Like, it is for real. And I get it. And I understand why you want to rebel and be like, look, I'm out, done. I don't need you. But then you start remembering, like, oh, but yeah, you know, they did this for me and they did that for me. And now I feel bad because I was so mean to them when they were trying to be strict with me and look after me and all that. So, like, I could actually see that actually happening in real life. I didn't think it was over the top for me.
I think it's something that he probably should have been able to figure out a hell of a long time ago. and not need her to try to sacrifice her life for him to finally connect the dots.
Yeah. I don't know. It was like getting to the point where it's like, oh, you actually really just loved me. It was just sort of like, well, yeah. How did you not?
You didn't catch that she raised you for God knows how long, and right. She was always looking out for your best interest, even if you didn't care. I mean, that's the part you should have known. Yeah. The whole you didn't love me thing was too much. The you're overprotective and smothering me. Well, I could buy that, but
I see.
Yeah. There's a difference between doing, I didn't think you loved me, even though you did everything for me for like 10, 20 years. You know, like, really? You're a weirdo, but you're not retarded.
Did the kid version have his same hair?
I can't remember, probably.
I can't remember.
Yes.
I know it was poofy.
I don't think it was shaped. I think it was, but yeah, it was definitely poof. Poof yeah. was there.
That's the kind of stupid thing. Like, only these kinds of shows would say he had the exact same hair.
Yes. Well, now I'm reminded of all those commercials for, like, the toys for Fours, where it's always got a little kid and he's got the big poofy hair. With smat down the sides, but turn the middle into some weird sort of, like, pompadour.
Yeah, wow.
That's sweet hair you got there, dude.
Let's take that to school. See how you do.
With your, that's another thing about Japanese. What is it with the jackets that are like, they don't go down to your waist? You know, like they're full sleeves, but somehow the jacket itself like stops at your nipples.
Your jacket.
Well, it's his jacket, same jacket like Trunks wears in Dragon Ball Z. I'm like, what is with those jackets?
It's stylistic.
It's
not for like.
What is it? It's not going to keep you warm.
Yeah. That's like scarves.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay.
It's there anyway. To look a certain way.
Virgin.
Anyway.
So yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah. So you know, Grandma lives to see another day, and they get the heck out of Tokyo.
Yes.
Get out.
Out of Dodge.
Yes. And now we get to the best two-parter. The super fun.
Misa-chan! What is it? Wonder Twins activate. What is it?
Yes, yes, exactly. And Kosuke sees her first, and he has a very interesting fascination with high school girls, which is lovely.
You know what I really like? I'm a big fan of the timid purple little monkey thing. I really enjoy that little dude.
The what?
The monkey, you know?
The little shy dude.
Yeah, where he's hiding all the time. Yeah, the goal. I love him, where he's hiding all the time. He tries to peek out, they notice him, he runs back. Love that little dude. Oh, it's adorable.
Yeah, it's cute, but it's just sort of like, so what's it doing? Like, what? Why is it here? What?
Selling toys is what it's doing.
And nothing else.
And he is waiting for his time to shine.
He'll have a moment. Don't you worry.
Just not in these episodes.
No. You know what? He's cute, and he's purple, so you leave him alone.
I know he's purple, so shut up.
All Why don't we have a purple rider instead?
Purple is cool.
Maybe the girl. Hello, sir.
That would be lovely, but I don't know.
They gotta use that color somehow. So
anyway, so yeah.
So this is basically, like we basically said, is that it looks like Medusa's going to school, and they're like, oh no. Medusa's going to school. We gotta go check
her. I knew that from the jump. Like, it was just so, like, hammered into your face. Like, oh no, she's disguised as blah. She's sneaking into the school. Blah. I'm like, come on. I was like, it's a twin. Done. It was done. Yeah, I was done.
Still, I thought, what I was thinking, though, to me, I was like, okay, yeah, it's obviously a twin. And then I thought about it for a second. I'm like, wow, that's unbelievably tragic. That it's a twin. that you've got one twin who doesn't, just trying to live her life and doesn't know what happened to her sister, and then you've got the other twin who is crazy evil monster now.
Yeah, and he's
I
dead.
immediately was like, oh my God, this is going to be awful when they finally like do the reveal. To me, it wasn't the mystery, it was waiting for the reveal, because I thought that was what was going to be awesome, and it was awesome. I enjoyed that. I don't need the big mystery, as long as you got a good impact at the end.
Because for her to not have the Phantom take her over and all this other stuff, I'm like, good. Thank the Lord Jesus. But you know what? I do have to say, not in this case, because okay, fine, he needs to show up and be like, well, do you want to be a wizard or not? But like, this white wizard showing up at like just the opportune time to hand you something shiny, like,
Well, he was watching.
I'm just
Well,
like.
yeah, it's not like he interfered.
I mean, he's been watching. I mean, literally, like, we've seen him just be like, oh, so now you've gained the power of da-da-da-da-da.
Because, okay.
It's not like she was dying and then all of a sudden he showed up and gave her a ring and saved her or anything.
No,
I thought it was
that's why.
amazing that she fought it off
No,
herself.
that's why I said not this one, because I understood this one. I get that. Like, okay, fine. You want to be a wizard? Okay, fine. I get it. But, like, with Haruto, he like, all right, I'm going to save you from this one. All right, here's something shiny. Like, with the new Drago time, I think, or whatever. That's what it was. I'm like.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess I can get on board with the Dragon time.
Because I'm
That
like,
was kind of
really?
like,
Really?
what?
Okay.
You just save him? So like could you just do that?
When he's not dead, that'd be great.
Right, just whenever.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess I can give it a pass because for the most part they have, he's only really just been giving them crumbs, like leading them to the stone. He hasn't just been showing up and handing them stones. So the Drago time, that's one knock. But for the most part, he hasn't been interfering. No, he hasn't been, giant MacGuffin. He's been,
Mini MacGuffin.
yeah. But I don't know. I mean, this two-parter is just so damn good. It's so interesting. It really makes me want to know what's going on. The fact that we finally see somebody else who stops things on her own. She fights back on her own. And then now you're like, oh, is she gonna come back? If she comes back, is she gonna be a Kamen Rider? Is she gonna help him? Oh, what's going on? What's going on? What's gonna happen? Is she gonna kill her sister when she comes back as Super Kamen Rider girl? You don't know.
I mean, that was the thing that was sort of surprising because I think because we've seen 25 plus episodes of this already, like, you kind of expect one of two things to happen. Like, she either gets saved by Haruto goes inside of her and, it's another fiance, or,
Gets inside my ass.
maybe she'll die and that will be a dramatic thing. The last thing I was expecting was for her to just be like, no, you're not going to kill me. Like, this is not, I'm not going to let you do that, And so that was like, oh,
Yeah, I
snap.
just put in there and I was thinking, okay, someone's going to come in at the last second and save her, or she's going to die and it's going to be an awesome moment. The third option didn't really even come to mind.
For real. For
Right.
real.
So that's what impressed me because, I mean, not only have I watched 25, 26 episodes of this show, but, I mean, I've watched a lot of Kamen Rider. I've watched a lot of Super Sentai. I've watched a lot of Toku in general. You kind of get the beats after a while of what's
Right.
probably going to happen. Like, when they're sitting there in the what you call it, antique place or whatever it is, immediately, okay, she got a text from her sister. That's what it is, and she's hiding it. Because that sort of
Yeah,
stuff you just pick up.
obviously, yeah.
That's what it was. She texted her, and it's going to be real sad, emotional scene. So when they manage to do something like that, where you straight up don't see it coming at all, that's amazing. I applaud the hell out of them whenever that can happen.
Yeah, and they really went for it because like, she had the spikes coming out of her back, and the whole thing was like, okay, this is different. Just didn't know how different. And yeah, it does leave a whole bunch of questions like, will she be back as Kamen Rider Witch? Or
Ooh,
whatever.
I like how her witch.
Or something. I mean, I don't know. Or maybe
Maybe
she'll just be
she's.
back and just like cast a little spell or whatever.
No, she should be Kamen Rider Gemini. What?
Oh, snap!
What?
I like that name a lot.
If she's Kamen Rider Witch, she'll pronounce it Wish, because she's Japanese.
Or Wichu.
Wishu.
Wichu.
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 Yeah, man. Isn't Gemini one of the words that they said crazy in Force?
Gemini.
Yeah. Gemini or something like that, or just like Piscus.
Yeah, Piscus for Pisces.
It's Piscus.
Yeah, well, they had a few where it was like, what?
Apparently, the Black Ranger's name in Kill Ruger is Jan. Jan.
Oh, yeah. Jan.
Yeah. Nope, not really. Close. Close. Jan.
Oh, goodness. So, yeah, I did. I'm feeling me some Lady Kamen Riders.
Kamen Riders.
Kamen Riders. I don't know how I said that like that. I do.
Well,
Lady Kamen Rider.
I mean,
peace.
I hope that happens. I mean, I'm not. I don't know if I'm like expecting it just because, you know, like we might have seen toys by now if it was like a brand new costume or whatever that they were ready to put out, but you know, hopefully.
Has there been a Lady Kamen Rider?
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, they don't have a great track record, is the thing.
They tend to die or only show up in movies.
Yes.
Like there's
or show up in movies and die.
Yeah, there's a Kamen Rider in the Force movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a female Force.
Oh, okay.
And there's what's her name, Ladybug chick, Tackle. That's it, Tackle. Who's kind of a Kamen Rider.
Yeah,
she's like Robin, basically. She's like Robin.
Okay, so I mean like for real Kamen Rider who doesn't die.
Siren.
Right. Okay.
You kind of
thought
Dragon Knight.
Yeah, Dragon Knight. Kamen Rider. Dragon Knight.
I
kind of wanna forget the fight.
Oh. But there's recaps, you'll never forget.
So, okay. But, you know, but we need a Lady Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
For real.
We've never had one that's like, I mean, from 2000 to now, we've never had one that's like ongoing TV series female writer. So I don't know if we will. I it's kind of late.
Like there was one in the movie for Blade. There was one for, Hibiki. There was the red chick.
Right.
There was one in Kiva too, right? Kiva had one.
There was, well, Ixa, but that's not really. And there's Kivala. Which is from Decade.
Yeah, Natsumi. Yeah. She gets a Kiva thing. Yeah. Yeah, the chick that keeps playing, you're right. Eve, that keeps playing Ixa. Yeah, the two chicks played Ixa.
Right.
Across the time
that was
scale.
Like,
two different chicks played that role, so.
Right, they shared it with their male co-stars.
Yeah, they had to take turns. A lot of people busted out the Ixa. The Ixa was, you know, was a whore.
It was a hoe bag. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
It was a whore set of armor.
Oh, for sure.
You know, there's like no like hardcore strong like females, and and that's just because most series, you know, for the longest time only had one writer, and then in modern day it's gotten to the point where there's a second one joins, you know, like a sixth ranger, and then. Sometimes there are extra ones, but they don't main characters. You know, that's the whole thing. Kamen Rider is supposed to be solo hero versus the team aspect of Sentai.
Yeah. So a third one would actually be, well, kind of sort of a break from recent tradition anyway, even though we had the two births, but I wouldn't really count them.
I'm guessing if she does come back, she probably will be a writer, but it probably wouldn't be until like the last arc of the series, you know, episode 40 something. Probably she would show up again.
Yeah, I want her to transform because I want it there. Like, it needs to happen. I don't want to have, like, her show up and then just, like, cast a spell or something and that's it. And then she dies or whatever.
She'll have like a giant pointy hat and she'll have a broom gun.
Depending on how it looks, I'd be okay with that.
You're cool with broom gun?
Depending on how it looks.
Okay.
Because Magic Reader had quote unquote brooms, but those were like, you
Oh, I
know.
forgot about those. You're right, they're
Yeah.
little broom cycles.
Right. Which looked pretty good for
Yeah.
brooms. But anyway,
Yes,
yeah.
the brooms. So yeah, Wizard was already good, and now it's becoming awesome. For
Yeah.
real.
We're getting character depth. Actually, let's be honest, some of the bad guys have more character depth now than
Junpei.
the Shunpeis and the Rinkos of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the
Poor old
disappointing
man.
part.
I still want to know what's up. Does old man have more story? Or is he just amazingly good at making rings and that's it?
I think he'll get like one episode or like there's an annoying, for me anyway, tendency for a lot of these Japanese shows to like have a character like him where it's like, who the hell is he? Who the hell is he? Who the hell is he? But the show doesn't even remotely explain it until like the last episode, where and it's like a throwaway line of like, oh yeah, I got this power from so and so because da 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 da. Moving on, big finale. You know, so I wouldn't be surprised if they did exactly that, and it's not even like made a big deal of. But we'll see.
Yeah.
We will see. What was the preview for the next episode? Forgot.
Next episode is looks like some dude is like helping Mayonnaise examine his belt and its ancient properties, and he ends up becoming Wild Beast.
The stolen belt is what it's called. So,
Yeah. It's a setup for the next episode where he becomes Wild Beast and gets his tassels and
upgrade.
fringe.
Tassels
Tassels.
and fringe.
Yes. So he can go team up with Kyo Rugen Western.
And it looks like another. I mean, just like the last one, where it's like big, serious, amazing, epic, and then Kosuke's episodes.
And then Kosuke gets some focus and he runs around and throws mayonnaise on people.
Yes, and screams and
Normally,
stuff.
he runs after girls and throws his hot mayonnaise on them.
Yeah, high school girls. Yeah.
Yep, that's how he rolls.
I
Yep.
can't even.
Remember how there was that black girl they brought her in? Angela?
Yeah.
By the way, don't you think she should have been the one named Topanga? You'd think the
Why?
black crazy name.
No, no, no.
I think it's good the way it is.
Exactly.
Black girl would be Topanga.
No,
Angela.
because then I would have to smack somebody. Like, really? Really, the black girl's name is Topanga? Like, no, I don't think
Topanga,
so.
the
You
craziest.
might as well just name her Kenya, call it a day.
Kendo.
Oh, I remember all those Zeo scripts. Hey, it's Kenya. What's up, Kenya?
Oh, God, no.
Wow.
That was their first choice. Let's go with Kenya.
I know. That's where I got it from.
African chick. I mean, come on, really?
Name her
Girls.
Kenya.
Why don't
Come
just
on.
call? Why don't just name her Chad while we're at it? Just call Chad.
What? Jeez.
Hey, it's our buddy Zimbabwe. What's up?
That's
What's up, Ethiopia?
Hey, Toby. What's
Hey,
kids it?
Tommy. Hey, Adam. Hey, Cat. Hey.
Exactly, yes.
It's like, no, you said my name wrong. Why? You just call me Elfris. No.
Exactly.